Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Now, from one Boston legend to another, remembrances keep pouring in today for music legend Donna Summer. The five-time Grammy Award winner died yesterday of cancer at the age of 63.
WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on the Boston roots of the woman known as the Queen of Disco.
Donna grew up here. She grew up here. Her whole family grew up here in the church.
And Phyllis Horsley's memories of Donna Summer date back to the 1950s when the little girl named LaDonna Gaines was a six-year-old singing in the children's choir at the Grant AME Church in Lower Roxbury.
Well, she always wanted to be the lead singer in the group, and she was and usually was.
Sunia Lee, then known as Ernest Cohen, was also a member of that children's choir.
We were like six on up to 12 or 13. And it was just a lot of fun. And I'm so proud of her, it's unbelievable. I'd be proud to tell people that, you know, I grew up with her. I used to sing in a group with her, even though I can't sing. You know, I sang in a group with her. I don't tell her when I was a little kid.
Donna Summer was born in 1948 in Boston. She was just 2 months shy of graduation from the Jeremiah Burke High School in Dorchester, where she was known for her singing, when she announced a decision to her classmates that changed her life.
She went into the room and she let the class know that she had an opportunity in Europe to be in a play, and I believe it was Hair, and that she was going to take that opportunity. Then she broke into Amazing Grace, because we asked her to sing a song for us before she left.
And says Joyce Faribault Bowling, one of Summer's schoolmates at the Burke, to hear Donna Summer sing a cappella was amazing.
Donna is in the category of Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, I mean, legendary voices.
That path to legendary began when she was in Europe, says Skippy White, who owns a vintage record shop in Eggleston Square.
She met Giorgio Moroder. He was a producer, and that's when they came up with Love to Love You Baby, her first big smash hit, which of course was released and was a hit over in Germany and in Europe before it ever came over here. Ever since, we've called Donna Summer the Disco Queen.
Just last Saturday, White featured Summer in the spotlight on his show on Touch Radio 106.1, not knowing that she was ill. At Grant AME, where Donna grew up, members like Phyllis Horsley say in many ways she's never left.
Donna Summers always remember her church. Sometime around the holidays, she would send a check to us to help with the overall expenses of the church. And the thing is, whenever she had the opportunity, she would stop by.
Horsley says she's not surprised at Summer's stardom.
Donna always had a dream that she was going to be very successful. Yes, yes. But the thing is, I got to say, her father and her mother, they kept close range on all of their daughters because they just had that one son. And when she became successful, she took very good care of her parents. Excellent care.
I know one of the things that was really very important to her, you know, was education. And she always felt that not having her high school diploma was, you know, a major failing.
Faribault Bowling, a political strategist married to former Boston City Councilor Bruce Bowling, recalls that Summer finally got that high school diploma, presented in 1983 by the then principal of the Burke.
It was Al Holland and I think my father-in-law, Senator Bowling, who got together and decided they were going to make sure she got her high school diploma.
Summer's brother still lives in Boston. Her uncle still sings in the choir at the Grant AME Church she so loved.
Something happens inside my heart.
And that report on Donna Summer's Boston roots from WBUR's Dolores Handy.
Well, that's it for this week on Radio Boston. Monday on the show, the fight over casinos moves from Foxborough to East Boston. Plus, Mr. Spock himself, Leonard Nimoy, will ask the West End native his opinion about what's boldly sprung in his old Boston neighborhood. That's on Monday.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. And we'll leave you today with Donna Summer's performance of the national anthem at Fenway Park the night of the 2004 Fall Classic. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a wonderful weekend and join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.